Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:09. We do have a movie review coming up today. I heard it was a triple.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, triple movie review.
Wait, is this the one with your husband?
No.
No, that's next week.
Oh. Who's our guest reporter today?
So today we've got, it's a triple movie review. Rarely happens. Marcus and Rudy are coming in.
Oh, fantastic.
What are the movies?
So I'm going to talk about White Boy Rick.
Oh, yeah. You guys went and saw that earlier this week.
And those two guys are going to talk about Predator.
God, it looks awful.
What's the third one?
There is no third one.
You just said triple movie review.
He meant three people.
I get it. Now I understand.
Yes.
All right. Well, I look forward to
it. Yes, everyone. Be sure to
Nice that Marcus is back in the fold.
I know, right?
Yes. You must be relieved. You're always looking for people to review movies with.
I am. Next week is going to be Sarah's The Two Johns, John Squared. Little John and Big John.
That is going to be fun. Listen, I heard that Big John is going to replay his fantastic stand-up routine from your 50th
birthday.
He's
not going to. Uh-oh. That's never going to happen. He doesn't remember that song even.
He
was drunk. He doesn't remember it.
I heard he worked on it for a long time.
He was a one-off just off the cuff. He's really funny, super quick. So, you know, he just came up with it and then he quickly went out of his mind.
okay.
The movie that you guys are seeing, though, that's a kid's movie. You're going to go see that Jack Black movie. I saw a trailer for it and went, oh, this is a kid's movie.
Well,
it's like PG.
Usually when it's a kids movie screening, the screening's on a Saturday morning and the screening's on a Tuesday night. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's more of...
What's the name of it?
The House with the Clock in Its Walls.
Right.
What a name. Anyway, Kate Blanchett's also in it.
I love her.
How's she doing?
She's doing good.
You know.
Wanted to say hi.
Blanchetting. I think she's so like weirdly beautiful. Like she's amazing. She's getting older. I mean, aren't we all? But I saw...
it's like that one caught in your throat as it was
did.
Coming
I'm
out,
like,
didn't
oh my
it?
God, Jesus.
Where do I get
what
off?
What am I saying? At least I'm not an actress. Seems hard. I was looking at pictures of Madonna this morning.
Why?
She's got... there's a couple reasons. She's got her daughter's a model, so I have a
Lourdes.
Picture of her coming up. And her... A letter that she wrote after being on the Letterman show. You remember when she was on Letterman and she swore like 1,000 times?
Mm-hmm.
It was like she said it was just like a horrible, it was just a very awkward interview and didn't get her good press. She wrote a letter about it. So it's like a 3-page handwritten letter and that's going on the auction block. But there was a picture of her up there. And her, it's funny because, you know, like we're all getting older.
Right.
And we've talked about this before. Madonna is the chick who, if she doesn't get work done, people go, oh, my God, she looks so old and haggard. If she does get work done, people go, oh, my God, she's had so much work done. And I'm looking at her face, and she's, you know, it's just, it looks plump because she's had so many fillers put in, but her forehead is completely unlined, and she just doesn't have any lines around her mouth. And I just thought, if I start down that road, because I've been like, I should get Botox. I should get Botox between my eyes and Botox on the sides of my mouth. And, you know, people say, everyone says, it's nothing. It just stops you from being able to squeeze those things and create more wrinkles. And I'm like, you know what I'd do? I'd walk in there and the dude would talk me into fillers and I'd come in here looking like a pincushion.
I don't think so. I think that a certain amount of that is fairly normal. What you're talking about is a trip, though, because on one hand, you think about any musician or actress or actor that has superstardom.
Right.
Like, what is Madonna worth? A billion?
Probably.
Close? $800 million?
Right. So she's no problem with money.
I get it. You want to work. You've worked your whole life. You want to continue to work. I understand that. But entertainment is a youth-driven business. We all know it. It's not some surprise that you find yourself in your 40s looking in the mirror and going, I don't look the same I once did in the camera.
Right.
Sucks. But for someone like Madonna, it's hard to feel sorry for. Like, dude, you've done it all. Relax. Right. You don't need to do that to your face. Do whatever you want besides that.
I feel bad for her because I feel like if she really didn't care what people thought and she could really just enjoy it and do her thing, then maybe she wouldn't do that stuff. Or you know, or maybe she does it for her, but it does feel like that kind of pressure. Like, I don't think there's any winning for her, and there's losing on both sides. Like, no one's ever going to have anything nice, because no one has anything nice to say about anybody anymore, it seems like. Everywhere you turn, there's people saying, there's, you know, Sarah saying, oh, your face looks like a pincushion. Or, you know, your best friend saying, can you believe what so-and-so did? We're all a bunch of jerks. I've learned after 52 years.
You're right.
Just a bunch of jerks. Backstabbing, back-talking jerks.
I don't know.
Stormy Daniels has a book coming out. Let's talk bad about her. Oh, actually, sorry. Let's first give away tickets for Journey, Def Leppard, and Foreigner.
Oh, hey, you
play me some Journey. play a rockin' one. I don't like that one.
You know, I'm trying to alternate between the Journey songs because there's just so many of them.
Do Wheel in the Sky.
All right. I wasn't expecting this.
I don't know. Whatever. Just do something rocking. I hate these ballads.
Okay. How about like...
Right, Hooman?
She's talking badly.
See? Everything I say. I'm a jerk.
Yeah.
Just confirming it.
Is this one, is that this one one's rocking, fun. It's rocking enough for you?
You make me weep.
This is a classic.
You're out. So it's Journey, Def Leppard, and Foreigner, September 21st. That's next Friday at AT&T Park. And we have tickets right now for caller number 9. And we're going to do them again at 8 o'clock. So if you miss out this time, you can try again then. 800-400-3697 is our phone number. Caller number 9. Oh, there you go. The Foreigner. Do double vision the next time we talk about them.
Yeah, I do.
Foreigner?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it.
And there's a Def Leppard song. Is it called High and Dry?
Oh, yeah. That's the album. Yeah. Well, was that the first album?
I think so.
Or was that?
It was before they were huge.
Right.
But people know that song, right?
I liked them until they got to that, like, Pour Some Sugar on Me stuff.
I liked that, Pour Some Sugar.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah. I loved that record. I listened to it a million zillion times. Back when we used to listen to records, everybody.
That first album, though, the reason I know about it is because it was on MTV. And the videos were actually, I think, just concert
footage.
And I liked them. They were rocking.
Definitely.
So what'd you want for Def Leppard next time?
High and Dry.
All right, High and Dry.
See if you can.
I got it. I can. Give me some notice.
Super. And Double Vision.
You got it.
And Wheel in the Sky.
Oh, okay.
Let's go for those three.
All right.
8:05, everyone. Tune in for
more tickets.
The work that Bryn has done. Boy, anybody can be president. Anybody can write a book. Stormy Daniels is going for the latter. She's writing a book. And she's been keeping notes forever. Oh, my God. She had such a fabulously interesting life. I'm sure she actually has had a pretty interesting life. She was on The View yesterday.
She was on The View?
She was. Stormy Daniels sat down with the ladies of The View and announced that her memoir, Full Disclosure, is coming out on October 2nd. I think President Trump or his current new lawyer is saying, Stormy, give us back the $130,000. You got to give us back the money. You did not shut up, and now you have to pay us back. So maybe there'll be stuff about that in it, too. I mean, listen, the only reason people want to read some stripper's book is because she banged the president. She said, I've been working on this book for about 10 years. So I just sort of melded everything together. I've kept notebooks of the adventures I've had on the road and in strip clubs and stuff. It will blow your mind. Woo! It's coming out October 2nd. So if you're looking for a good read for the Christmas holiday, you should buy that one for Christina. She could put it on the...
So I have to look at Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, her face on top.
In a cardigan.
Oh, yeah. sitting with a pipe and
in her author
in a chair,
photo.
Right?
I don't think so.
In a wingback chair in a library.
That. As it is, she shows up during inspirational. As I'm seeking out, she is a cam girl.
And is she everywhere now?
When you click
before.
On one of those websites where you're going to see the free porn videos, and then you click on a video you want to watch, up pops an ad that says, "Hi, I'm Stormy Daniels. You may have seen, what does she say? You may know me from the news, but if you'd like to see, and I'll do this or whatever, click up here in the corner."
And it takes you to her live camera feed.
I wouldn't know from there because I would never click on that. But
do you think that that ad would only pop up if she was actually working at the time?
Yes.
So my camera is live right now.
That's my assumption.
Oh.
I don't know. I've never done the cam girl thing. And I would tell you if I did, but I don't.
Can someone please do that so we can have some firsthand? Can you
have to pay for that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, it's per minute too, I think. And they want tips. Yeah.
Is there a budget we can use from?
Yeah, I mean, can we do it here?
For work purposes?
I don't think that these computers will let us.
No, they will.
Oh, will they?
They've changed since we've changed.
Oh, yeah. Now that we're not CBS, the embargo has been lifted?
Most sites I can pull up here on this computer. It's bizarre.
Oh, all right. I'll give you, well, I don't know if I want those charges on my credit card either.
I don't know if the lawyer is the one advising her. I think he is, but whoever is, she's cashing. Someone told her, this is your chance to make the kind of money that will allow you to retire. And she's doing it. She's making bank, yeah. I'm sure. This book is another example. I don't know how much.
It doesn't matter how many she sells. she sells any. It's these days, they don't even have to print them. People just download it to their
Kindle. What was her book
or,
deal, though? Does it say?
It doesn't say. I'm sure she got some money up front.
Do you have the date of her release?
October 2nd.
Yeah, I saw that, too. Okay, great. I just want to make sure.
Oh, I thought you were asking me. Sorry.
I don't know who wants to be. It feels like the only people who read books anymore are people in airports. And I don't know who wants to be seen with that book open. Right. But I'm sure she'll sell it to, you know, everything Trump is selling.
It's true.
There's a picture of Eddie Ift in this shirt that's got a hole from the neck down to the knees. It's a picture of Trump's face, like some angry photo. But it's really just silk screened
the whole shirt.
Right. And I thought, you know, I know he's being funny and he's a comedian, but someone made that and someone bought that.
Yeah. Oh, they're selling them.
Anything.
Yeah. There's this little store in my town called Too Neat. Ding, ding, sham. And it's funny because they're clearly like, maybe they're independents. I don't know. Sometimes there's stuff that makes fun of the Obamas in there too. But it is just, it's like, if you want gag gift items... Like, you can get a roll of paper, a roll of toilet paper with Trump's head on every square. Like, it's, you know, someone is making that and selling that, and there's clearly a market for it.
Mm-hmm.
People are wiping their butts with Trump paper.
So, I don't know if your article says this, but, you know, the timing of this is right before the midterm elections. The book.
Fantastic. Anyway, she's out there promoting the thing. I'm sure you'll see much more of her. I don't have time for a lot of other big stories, but I did want to mention that the nominees for the AMAs have been announced. The big ones are, let's see, Cardi B and Drake are tied for 8 nominations apiece. Ed Sheeran and Post Malone were next with 5 each. Artist of the Year nominees are Drake, Ed Sheeran, Post Malone, Imagine Dragons, and Taylor Swift. Taylor's already won it 3 times, 2009, 2011, and 2013. None of the others have won. Drake and Ed have been nominated in the past. ABC's airing the ceremony Tuesday, October 9th, live from L.A. And this is because Americans need to vote. AMAvote.com. And you can also vote on Twitter by including the nominee's handle, the category, and the hashtag AMAs. So, yesterday, Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran went out for a hike?
That's correct, yes.
They're pals. They went hiking together, and they did their Insta story while they were at it.
Yeah, it's a video on Instagram.
So this is in L.A.?
I guess so.
Does he smoke ciggies?
Why can't we play some Broke Your Leg?
Well, because they both said Drake's going to win. Yeah. That's why, Sarah.
Yeah, that's why, Sarah.
Dino, does Edward smoke ciggies?
Geez, I don't think so. That seems like a terrible thing for a singer to do.
Don't most smoke, though?
I don't know.
You do.
I don't.
Well, you did.
Yeah, but I didn't want to. But I wasn't really a singer. So I mean, if I was a touring singer, I couldn't have smoked.
In 2015, Ed celebrated quitting smoking.
Oh, all right. Great, so good for him.
He's been...
You know those quitters, though.
They're always on the verge of going back.
So it says in 2018, he celebrated 1 year. So
check the side yard. If you can't find a cigarette smoke, an ex-cigarette smoker, check the side yard.
Yeah, check out behind the garage.
There they are.
Madonna's daughter, Lourdes, was at New York Fashion Week. She was working the runway. I do not know what designer that is, but they clearly are into things that look like they were pieced together from the garbage bin at a Goodwill store. But there she is, all growed up, Vin. She barely has a top on, showing a lot of flesh. It's like a weird little, like a sort of beaded bikini looking thing. Very small.
She has a Rolls Royce tattoo.
Oh my God, she does? Where is it?
Isn't that what that is?
Where is it?
On her arm.
Oh, that is a Rolls Royce tattoo. Well,
is that the?
It sure looks like it. It's the two R's, but that could. We could just be seeing. She has a few little things on her.
Yeah. No, like I saw that there's the devil thing and there's another symbol.
But... Oh, these are shells. This is like a beaded shell top. I really just couldn't get past the jeans, which looks like four pairs of jeans that have all been ripped and shredded and put on together.
Yeah. You know.
Some feathers in her hair.
Yeah. That's what she's got tattooed on her, the RR.
Well, I'm sure she drives one.
She probably does. Mm.
So good for her. Anyway, she's all grown up and she looks just like her dad. What was that guy's name? Carlos something.
Leon.
Yeah, that's right. She looks just like him. Like she could do that short haircut that he had. And
she's pretty, but she wouldn't be on that runway for any other reason than her mom.
That's too bad.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, 10.7 million people have liked this picture of Selena Gomez on Instagram. Vinny... I feel like you can kind of see her nipples. This is the black and white version of it. But these guys are saying there's no way. But why do 10 million people like this picture if you can't see her nipples? Well, I feel like they're kind
of
there.
She has the biggest following of all the people.
No, they're saying that this one has a lot for her, even for her.
Well, she looks great. All right,
I'll zoom in for you.
When did this get posted?
Yesterday, I think.
This was posted 4 days ago.
Oh, 4 days ago? What's it got for likes now?
It's got 10.6 mil. So
you can see the veins on her boobs.
I feel like
you can see the boobs through
It's just the major cleavage.
I feel like that's a nipple right there.
It's not. No,
you're
not
reaching.
On the right hand side, that's
trust
not.
Trust me, I'm a professional.
Okay, all right. I should really.
I'm not sure I'm as good as Vinny, but I'm pretty good at this. So I think you're.
I feel like I can even see them from here.
Well, you're just a perv.
You just don't know.
Really, I'm a perv.
I mean, looking at her picture. Some, you know, recently got 7-8 million. So maybe 10 is a lot for her, but
the amount of time boys put, and it's because boys are visually stimulated. There's a difference for sure. You've said it a million times. Girls don't need to see a picture of your.
No, tell us something sexy.
Your chonk or whatever.
You look at the rest of her picture. She's like in a dress. She's, you know, this one's all right.
Oh, there you go. How much did that get?
Oh.
Probably not nearly as much. 9.4. So close to that one.
I think her people just love her.
Yeah, but and especially when she's showing a lot.
Is it because she looks kind of drunk and she's got a drink in her hand?
You know who she's like?
Who?
She's like the modern day Jacqueline Smith. She's pretty wholesome. She's super pretty.
Yeah.
I don't know if you are into her music or not, but it's
good for
it's
ya.
Pretty
good
vanilla.
No, I like a couple of her songs. You know, I always think about that. Like, if social media had been around, like, we would know so much more about, like, Jacqueline Smith's life. Like, I love Jacqueline Smith.
That's what I'm saying.
There was no info on her. You couldn't find out who she hung out with or where she lived. But these days, we get to know all this
stuff.
We
were just kids, though. So maybe there was info on her. Not maybe. In the same way
that grown-up magazines.
We have access to it now.
Right. Would have been a totally different world. I'm so glad we didn't have that when we were kids. I would have been, like, no one would have ever hired me.
I really... It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like the things I was. I'm glad there are there aren't any pictures. Like, forget about the social media. Right. We just didn't carry cameras, thankfully.
Right. Thankfully is right. And even if we did carry cameras, those photos are yellowing at the edges in a box in someone's attic somewhere. If they haven't been. Okay, we're going to wrap it up now. I'm getting the. Without you, Zat, here, it's hard to keep on track. What's coming up then?
Unfortunately for you, you married your parents. What are you doing?
Oh.
After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and happy almost Friday. God, this week is screaming by. I think one of the reasons is we're doing a thing with Johnny Mosley tomorrow. It actually sounds really fun. Like, on paper, it sounds fun, but I get super seasick, so I'm not. It's like I'm kind of dreading it at the same time. He's doing this. I guess he's, you know, got all these different sponsors, and one of them gave him a sailboat. There's a Rolex.
Yeah, Rolex. The head
race,
of Rolex.
And big ship race tomorrow.
Both of you get seasick?
I get super seasick. I'm going to take some Dramamine, but I didn't. If I knew that if I said no, then like my husband and my brother and sister-in-law wouldn't get to go. And
well, I said I'll take pictures of everyone as you walk onto the boat, and then I'll stay on land.
That's a smart move for you, and I'll just take some Dramamine.
So you're not going to go?
I'm going to go.
He's smart. He's smart enough not to go.
For the party, but the boat party.
He was like, so what, are we going to be out on the water for like 45 minutes? Johnny's like, no, like 3 hours. I'm like, oh my God. That sounds so fun.
Do you get seasick, Vinny?
Not at all. Not even a little bit.
He's in the water all the time.
Yeah. It's kind of my thing.
Right.
I actually got a letter. I emailed Johnny saying I couldn't go. And, he wrote me back and said his kids are surfing now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, you
had replied all, and he replied all. I thought that was super cute. Like, his kid ran to the little local surf shop
super cute.
Near our house. And
Proof
was,
Lab.
Yeah. Shame.
That's nice, how nice it is, though. Yeah. That is how it works. You cannot get people. You can't convince someone to surf. It's too cold. It's too hard. It's too scary. The kid has to want to do it like that, which
it's like
is how
anything.
I was.
You can never make any kid do anything they don't want
to
do.
Well, some, you know, the coach will put some kid out in the outfield, you know, the kid will be sitting out there, you know, swatting at gnats. You know, that's, you can kind of make your kid do that, but you can't.
Not without sucking the joy out of it for
them.
That's
true.
If you're forcing someone to do something, they're not having fun.
But surfing is not one of those passive, so it's, I was reading it and I'm like, oh, he's got the bug. That's beautiful.
That's adorable.
It's
well,
it
lives in the right
thing.
Place, you know? It's perfect. Hey, I wanted to mention that coming up at, I think we're doing this at 7:35. Michelle Obama's going to be in town. She is doing a book tour. It's called Becoming, An Intimate Conversation with Michelle Obama. And it's in December at the SAP Center in San Jose. So we are going to have a pair of tickets, and I'll give you ticket information all coming up at 7:30.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website. We'll begin with the Apple presser. So it went down yesterday. You know, this is the big deal in September. They announced their new phones, and there were three new phones announced. Three. And they killed some of the other phones that, in fact, they killed the one I've got, which was the first 10.
They killed it?
Yeah. They're like, you
those
can't buy it.
Those aren't available anymore.
Right. You're not going to be able to buy that anymore.
Oh, no.
And, well, I mean, I get it. They find themselves in a position where they're like, this phone is only incrementally better.
Right.
So we're not going to be able to, if someone can get that, the older one cheaper.
Right.
Why would they buy the newer one?
Right.
That's my assumption, but. Depending on the article you read, it's either 15% faster or you can't tell a difference between the two phones at all.
Oh.
So we'll see.
So I'm it's sure a processing speed thing.
Yeah.
And they want, but now it's like $1,100 or something. Super
expensive.
Well,
the big one is $1,100. You can find all this at apple.com, but I know people are into it. The Apple 4 watch, dude, I'm into the Apple watch. Yeah. And I swear to you, I didn't want it. I wouldn't have bought it.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that was gifted to me, and I even wore it because I felt guilty not.
Right, because it was a gift.
And as time went by, I went, you know what? I'm into this thing. Yes, your hand is up,
thank
Sarah.
You. It's about a $100 price difference between the one that is does not need your phone to be near it and the one that does need your phone to be near it to have like email and all that. Do you think it's worth $100? Because for me, I'm like, I don't care if I don't get my emails and or whatever texts on here. Like,
phone calls.
I don't want those.
Okay, then don't get it.
Yeah. Like when I put my phone down somewhere, I'm just happy that it works.
I got so that's it. So the first one I got was not didn't have the phone service or that wasn't connected.
Do you find that you like it though enough to
love it? I'll give you an example.
So you like the no phone nearby thing?
Yeah, I love that it's connected to my T-Mobile service.
Okay.
So the reason I love it is because I'll give you an example. Disneyland.
Yes.
I didn't bring my phone. I mean, I brought it with me on the trip. But I left it in the hotel room and went out into my day with my watch.
Oh, that's so great.
That was it.
Sounds liberating.
And then so your woman could send you a message or...
Yeah. And then I didn't have a wallet and a phone pulling my shorts off right. The back of my ass.
Can you do like Apple Pay on your phone?
Yeah.
Of course,
On your
mm-hmm.
watch too?
Yep.
Yeah, that's great.
And so I agree with you that I don't necessarily find myself wanting to text with it. I don't text with it.
Mm.
But in a situation where I want to leave my phone at home, it's killer. Because I'll get that text from you that is, I'm sick and I'm not coming in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know. First possible chance, I got it.
Right.
Now I know what is going, you know.
And if you had to, you could text somebody.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I told you, I've got a flat tire. Was that that was our summer vacation. I was up on a mountaintop and I got a flat tire because as I was coming down, I just hit a bump and the tire just blew.
Oh.
And then I realized I hadn't even kind of packed enough tools in my little sack, my little thingy.
So why did you even have that thing?
I don't know. Right. I just never even looked at it. I just was riding and never thought twice about, do I need to double check? Anyway.
I think the EKG thing is pretty freaking cool on the new watch, too. Like, I like seeing the heartbeat and everything, but they're saying it can actually tell you if there's a problem. Oh, and there's a fall down, go boom. Thing
there is
if it feels you violently fall, it'll call 911 for you.
Right? Yeah, it's I like it.
Is that good for just older people, or is that because I trip in my driveway?
I just
a lot.
Told you here an example of that is riding your bike out somewhere and you crash and you knock yourself out.
Mm.
Sure, they can track you and come help you. Yeah, that's pretty good. Mm. I like it. So anyway, we weren't paid to do this. I just wanted to mention the Apple presser.
We'd like to be, though, Apple. We certainly love your products.
Looks like the most expensive one is up to $1,500 because of the memory size.
Oh, so,
right.
Yeah, before it was only 256, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Now it's up to 512.
Oh, boy.
512 gigs.
They're getting bigger and bigger. So one of the Samsung phones, I just recently saw an ad where they said you can put, is it a terabyte?
Oh my yeah, God. A terabyte?
You can put a terabyte card into it.
That's 1,000 gigs, yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't really need that.
Well, and neither
I guess
do
maybe
I.
I will.
And I have a ton of music, and it's nowhere near even 500
right.
gigs. Like, it's just not. But there are people who do real work, the kind that would
right.
be bringing tons of files and things with them everywhere they go. They probably do use a terabyte.
Right. I've definitely run out of room for photos. I've had to dump
videos
photos.
And photos. Yeah. Mainly videos take up all the space.
So.
Yep.
Anyway. Moving right along to the... Oh, boy.
I know. Sorry.
The hurricane. Florence is just touching. The outer bands of wind and rain from Hurricane Florence are just moving onshore in North Carolina. They say this massive storm has mellowed a bit.
Oh, that's good news.
They still have moved people into, in some places, mandatory, others voluntary evacuation orders. And they've canceled a bunch of flights. So today's the day we'll find out what this thing's going to look like.
Well, I'm glad they're preparing for the worst.
There's serious concerns of flooding and more.
Wait. They were showing, like, you know, that coastline down there is just house after house after house with stairs to the beach. Like, there's just nothing protecting them. Mm. It's, I was like, well, that's where you built.
Well,
yikes.
Most times it's not a problem.
Let's hope that they catch a pass this time, too.
It's always weird who you partner up with, you know, who you finally say, yeah, this is my type or my person, and
right.
I'm going to, and some, that's not, I don't know. I didn't say that.
Well, she's good at splitting the rent with you, so that's
no. I'm just saying that's a, whatever. My point was, sometimes we don't even realize who we've chosen and
right.
how that looks from the outside. This story is about how a lot of people gravitate towards settling down with someone that looks like their parents. So, like, a guy will hook up ultimately with a woman who looks like mom.
It's a visual thing, not just that she's, you know, got the same mannerisms. Well, it's that she...
It's probably a combination.
Right. I feel like John couldn't be more different than my family, and I couldn't be more different than John's.
Are you sure, though? Gentry's, you know, he's an older guy now. As a younger man, did he look like John at all?
No, he
Are
was
you sure?
a foot and a half taller than him. And
well, okay, you can leave the height out of the deal, though.
No, he's my dad's kind of a square jawed dude. And
does your dad have curly hair?
No.
Is your dad as calm and relaxed
no,
as John?
No, my dad's totally hyper and outgoing and affable and like.
So
I,
is
I
John.
I mean, not really.
When he's out having
when,
fun, he's
when,
he
when
not,
you know
he's
him,
fun.
When
no
you
friends.
Know him, and
he has
when
no friends,
that's not true. When you know him, he's much more open. But I feel like he's a very reserved dude. I feel like he's not at all. Like my dad will come to my house, and he knows every single one of my neighbors. People I've never met, he's like, "Oh yeah, Jim down the street." I'm like, "Who the F is Jim down the street?" He's like, "What, don't you know any of your neighbors?" I'm like, "No, I don't know any of my neighbors.
Right.
I know my next door neighbors. That's it."
That's interesting. John sort of, he does great in the scenarios you put him in, but what you're saying is he doesn't go out and pursue his own scenarios.
No, he's got his own stuff. I don't really mean to say that.
Well, no, I'm talking about what Hooman was just saying, where he's like, he doesn't have any friends.
He does. He's a million. Like, he's being funny. He's got a million friends. He goes out.
Hey, look at him. He's still
time.
Shaking
he's
his head in there.
He's got a whole softball team, and he's got. John has a million friends, and he's got a million friends back home. But he's not a dude who's going to. He's not like outgoing, which I think that's the word I use for my dad. My dad's outgoing.
Well, men tended to gravitate towards women who looked like their mother, and the same for women as they went after guys that looked like their father. This is according to research done. One of the trippiest
and
things...
And your girl doesn't look anything like your mother.
No, not at all.
And does she act like your mom?
No, they're completely different.
Mm.
No, they're not.
Snuffy didn't look like your mom. Neither did Nunu.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
my partner is... She's a great mom, and she's a great friend and a great person, but she's a businesswoman, and my mom was not a businesswoman at all.
Right.
So there are two completely different looks at how you approach the world. Everything for her is sort of, how can I fit this into my
I'm like thinking of everyone I know.
Life.
I don't think any, I don't, where does this, where was
the
study done?
The Czech Republic.
Oh.
Is that flawed some for you?
Maybe. Like maybe everyone in the Czech Republic has a look. You know, because it does blot a little. I can't think of anybody that I know. I can, maybe you go for a type and maybe I would think it would be more based on personality. I don't think the looks thing matter. Like I'm thinking of my sister, my brother, like all my friends back home, people here. Like they don't, none of those people look like their parents.
Well,
I don't
then
know.
It's, I think it's interesting whether or not it happened. I don't know. I know I had a friend. I love this kid too. One of my best friends growing up. He got this girlfriend who looked exactly like him.
Oh.
Like,
what?
They must have been, it was like looking in the mirror and making out with yourself, these
two. Is it
two.
Possible they were related?
No. Well, I don't know how to answer that. I know that they ended up marrying and divorcing, but it was gross. Like, dude, do you not see that this person looks
In what way? Like same haircut, same...
Same hair, straight. I'm kind of... Same freckles, same sort of narrow features. Like they look...
They look like brother and sister, not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yes. So
weird. That's who
weird.
I'm going to date.
So... When they were just dating, it was still gross, but at least you were like, all right, whatever.
Did they have kids? And did the kids
they
look
didn't
exact?
Have kids.
Oh, that's good.
Luckily, that didn't work out. And
like maybe she, he or she was, you know, the product of something.
I don't know. He's very happily
like
married to someone else now, and we're all like, phew. But that was creepy.
That's funny. There's someone who looks like him.
Like, I'm not talking about kinda.
Yeah.
I mean... Exactly.
Like your twin separated at birth.
Like, is that narcissism or what is that?
I don't know what that is. That's just, he likes to look. He looks in the mirror and goes, I like that look. I'm going to look for that out in the world.
And
was she
both,
pretty or was she kind of butt?
No, she's pretty. They were they're
so
both
he was
good looking.
Pretty.
But it's just, it's you'd think you'd want someone that compliments you, not someone that...
I don't know. If you love yourself and you look in the mirror.
That's
and,
what I'm saying. Yeah. Is that narcissism?
I guess maybe
be,
it
right?
is. What else could it be?
I'm out of time.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.